Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer for Christian Boldness by Alistair Begg, read by Leah Martin. Therefore, although in Christ I could be bold and order you to do what you ought to do. Philemon 1:8. Heavenly Lord, please give us the boldness to follow you in all things. Let your Spirit lead us into the future. The Christian will be sure to make enemies. It will be one of his objects to make none, but if doing what is right and believing what is true should cause him to lose every earthly friend, he will regard it as a small loss, since his great friend in heaven will be even more friendly and will reveal himself to him more graciously than ever. You who have taken up his cross, don't you know what your master said? I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a person's enemies will be those of his own household. Christ is the great peacemaker, but before peace, he brings war. Where the light comes, the darkness must vanish. Where truth is, the lie must flee. Or if it remains, there must be a stern conflict, for the truth cannot and will not lower its standard, and the lie must be trampled underfoot. If you follow Christ, you will have all the dogs of the world yelping at your heels. If you live in such a manner as to stand the test of the last judgment, you can depend upon it that the world will not speak well of you. He who has the friendship of the world is an enemy to God, but if you are true and faithful to the Most High, men will resent your uncompromising commitment, since it's a testimony against their iniquities. You must do the right thing and not fear the consequences. You will need the courage of a lion to pursue a course that turns your best friend into your fiercest foe. But for the love of Jesus, you must take your stand. To risk reputation and affection for the truth's sake is so demanding that to do it constantly, you'll need a degree of moral principle that only the Spirit of God can work in you. Don't turn your back like a coward, but be bold. Follow boldly in your Master's steps, for he has made this rough journey before you. Better a brief warfare and eternal rest than false peace and everlasting torment. Let's pray. Dear Lord, please equip me with the courage to love my enemies and repent for my faults. Give me courage to take the path that might mean making enemies of our friends, but ultimately brings me closer to you. Help me find willingness to risk reputation all for your sake. Help me love you more than anything or anyone on this earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. This is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Ministry podcast. Learn how to share and defend your faith by listening to us weekly. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.